We will begin
Jumalan
by reading
sanahuntaa,
prayers of
että saamme lähestyä
intercession.
sinua,
For service,
kaikkivaltias Jumala,
these prayers have been a
rakkaana
part of
isämme.
large Christian summer gatherings and are included in the program on multiple occasions. The topics of intercessory prayers are mainly various difficult life situations that people live under. Sometimes the intercessory prayers also include thankfulness. From the Bible, it is evident that Christians always pray for one another regarding common topics. Paul urged them to pray for rulers, among other things, so that God's blessings would come through them for the good of the entire nation. Intercessory prayers are in their own way a reflection of the times. They highlight the things that are causing people sadness and unhappiness right now. Many go intercessory prayers claiming and touching. Even the distress of an unknown neighbor stops us in our tracks and reminds us that we cannot know what kind of burdens the people we meet are carrying inside them. Sometimes the subject of the prayer becomes close to the listener and at the same time communicates that others are living under the same sorrow or distress. Intercessory prayer is one way to care for and look after others. Many people who have been in difficult situations in life have told how they have been felt the intercessory prayers have carried them. Just knowing that others are praying for me can be comforting in the midst of difficulties. Prayer always includes hope, which stems from the fact that God knows each person and the stages of their life. Almighty God has the power and authority to act for the good of the person who asks him for help, and especially for his immortal soul. Hope is always conveyed in the prayers, which comes from knowing that God knows each person and their phases of life. Our Almighty God has the power and strength to provide a path for help, especially for those seeking peace onto their own undying soul. The sermon will begin shortly.
Menestyksen keskellä, menetyksen keskellä. Uskovainen veli pyytää mielen rauhaa vaikeassa tilanteessa sekä voimia olla rakastava puoliso. Sisar äitiyden kipuihin sekä lasten vastaanottamiseen. Avioero on kokenut uskovainen äiti pyytää luottamusta Jumalan johdatukseen. Uskovainen pariskunta pyytää esirukouksia adoptioprosessiin, että Jumala sallisi sen myötä lapsen perheeseen. Moni seuravieras pyytää apua vaikeisiin ihmissuhteisiin ja elämäntilanteisiin sekä sopivan työn löytämiseen. Monet seuravieraat kiittävät Jumalaa siitä, että ovat saaneet rinnalle saattomiehiä ja säilyttää uskon lahjan. Rakas taivaallinen Isä, sinä olet luvannut kuulla heikoimmatkin huokaukset. Anna tahtosi toteutua näiden esirukousta pyytävien siunaukseksi. Aamen. Jeesuksen nimeen.
In Jesus' name,
kuuntelemaan niitä.
We will count ourselves to listen to the God word, which I will read from the second book of Corinthians from the fourth chapter, verses 7-14. And the words are as follows in Jesus' name. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto the death of for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus and shall present us with you.
Amen. Koska uskomme. Me tiedämme, että hän, joka herätti kuolleista Herran Jeesuksen, herättää Jeesuksen tullessa meidätkin ja tuo meidät eteensä yhdessä teidän kanssanne. Aamen. Kun olen muutaman päivän täällä seurassa ja tuolla seurakentällä.
As I have been here a few days at the service field and we have walked around with our family. I have noticed especially children and young ones, their urge to serve.
Jumalan valtakunnan työtä.
They have been willing to do the work of God's kingdom. And I have rejoiced that the people responsible have served us. And I have experienced that in a temporal way, good for us to be here. All of us have been able to come to a ready place. We have been able to also hear God's word. And the servants, through the Holy Spirit, have explained. And our weak faith has been strengthened. And the essence of faith has been brought to light. I believe that the same experience happened with you also, even those who are listening to these summer services through the broadcast. We know that there are many relatives and friends and close friends, fellow believers here. It has been a pleasure to discuss with them, exchange thoughts, and it has been custom, we have been talking about the way and the journey. Surely there have been many sermons that we haven't been able to listen to, but I think we can also listen to these sermons afterwards, for example, in the fall and winter evenings, and get back to the summer memories and feelings, and there at home, and even in the midst of loneliness, our weak faith will be strengthened.
Tästä lukemastamme tekstikohdasta minulle nousee mieleen oikeastaan
from this passage we just read, brings two thoughts to my mind, faith and endeavoring. In many sermons, this matter has been brought up. But I have comforted myself, and I have been comforted. And Paul, with the letter to the Philippians, further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is safeguard for you.
Tässä me lukemamme tekstin.
In the passage we just read, in the 13th verse,
oli meille sanat, meillä oli sana, uskon henki, josta on kirjoitettu.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak.
Meitä sanan palvelijoitakin on kehotettu.
We servants of the word
puhumaan, niin
have been urged
uskomme.
To speak just as we believe.
Tuossa aamupäivän Jumalan palveluksessa me tunnustimme
during the morning's worship service
kolmiyhteisen
we confessed our sin, our faith
Isän
to the triune God.
Poika lunastajana ja
Father the Creator
henki pyhittäjänä
and the Son as the Redeemer and the Holy Spirit as Sanctifier.
Käymme muutamalla ajatuksella.
God wills
tätä uskon tunnustusta.
We will reflect on this with a few thoughts on this creed.
Se alkaa siis sanoilla, minä uskon Jumalaan, Isään.
It begins with the words,
taivaan.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth.
Raamatun alusta saamme lukea.
In the beginning of the Bible, we can read how God created the world through his word, heaven and earth, all the things visible and invisible, plants, trees and animals, birds and reptiles.
Tännekin ajelimme tuolta Etelä-Suomesta, niin
when we drove here from southern Finland, we marveled how wonderful are the works of God's creation.
Luomakunnassa me saamme ihmetellä Jumalan kätten töitä.
In creation we can marvel at the work of God's hand.
Kätten töitä, niin hän aina sanoi, että ne ovat sangen hyvät.
When God looked upon the work of his own hands, he said that they were very good. God did not create anything imperfect.
Jumala loi ihmisen.
And on the sixth day God created human. God created man as his own image. He created us man and woman.
Me olemme siis Jumalan luomistyön kautta ainutkertaisia.
Through God creation, we are unique.
Luomakunnan.
And he created us
for eläimistä tai luomakunnassa vain ihmiset voivat omassa tunnossaan kuulua tämän Jumalan äänen.
Of all the creatures in creation, only humans can, in their own hearts, in their own senses, hear the voice of God. Now, God is also almighty. We can this day, even today, we can safely believe that when God created this world by his word,
Jumala aikojen lopussa myös sanallaan päättää.
He
Jumala ei anna kenellekään ihmisille.
So too does he sustain it by his word and will continue to do so until the end of time.
Lopettamiseen. Jumala
God will not give anyone to authority to end life or to bring an end to the world. God will take care of that, and we can take comfort in that and believe that God, through his word, sustains all things that in this time that we see and experience. Through faith, we also understand that God has his own plans for all of us. God has his own plan for all of our lives. However, sometimes this trust in God
aivan kuin hoitua, jos tulee elämässä vastoinkäymisiä. Ei löydy sitä
may waver when we face adversity in life. If we cannot find a place to work, or find the job or place the study that we have planned. Life doesn't go the way that we had hoped. But nevertheless, we can still trust in our Heavenly Father. If in life, if a certain phase of life seems to come to a close, then with God's help, He will open up a new chapter, which will then open up. And therefore, you dear young ones, it is important to study with those using the gifts that God has given you. God has promised to bless you.
Mutta ennen kaikkea me saamme luottaa
elämään. But above all, we can trust in our lives, in God's guidance, in our lives. Even though God's thoughts and God's ways are not the same as ours, our own, as it is said in God's word, as high as the heavens are above earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways. God's thoughts and are often hidden from us. Adversities and tribulations we face, amid them we may ask,
Jumala, sinun hyvää tahtosi,
that thy will be done.
Ajattele meitä vanhempia ja teitä
isovanhempia, thinking of you elders and parents,
ja kyselette taivaalta,
when you ask from the Heavenly Father, what is my duty in this time?
Monesti olen ajatellut, että
oftentimes I have thought that
we should Jumalasta
speak of the good God, speak more of the good God.
Meitä muistuttaa, että
as the psalmist wrote about it,
puhua lasten lapsille ja tuleville polville.
Speak to our grandchildren and future generations how God has helped us.
Puhua hyvästä Jumalasta.
To speak of the good God.
Sitä, että Jumalalla on,
and believe above all that God is able to give us all good
sitten
to our own lives.
Jeesukseen Kristukseen, joka ristiin naulittiin, kuoli.
Then we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost and died. And on the third day he rose from the dead.
Verensä ja antoi hengensä meidän ja
he just shed his blood and gave his life on our behalf and for the sins of the whole world. When Jesus cried out on the cross, it is finished, it is fulfilled. He then overcame sin, the death and the power of the enemies of the souls. Thus, through his death, Jesus atoned your sins and mine. In this song we sung here recently, we are urged to look to the middle cross of Golgotha. For example, this song and hymn of Zion 29. Or 83 in the English songbook. It is explained, describes Jesus' death and suffering. There is a place of sweet repose prepared for you and me. Jesus' wounds on Golgotha. There is our victory. It is here the lowly sojourner can pause to rest from strife and can refresh himself anew, heaven's bread of life. Let us together hasten on unto the fount of life, which is revealed on Golgotha, streaming on our behalf. Oh, hear his promise, troubled heart, grieving in shame and guilt. Jesus has cried upon the cross. It is now all fulfilled. Paul, when he wrote this letter to the Corinthians and other letters, when Paul, in this way to Damascus, with Saul, he was struck blind. Came from heaven, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul fell to the ground, and he asked,
Who are you?
Jesus answered, Jesus replied, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And he was given
tehtävä mennä sinne Damaskun kaupunkiin ja
Ananias-niminen
opetuslapsi
sai and a disciple named Ananias.
Kaikki epäuskon ja kaikki synnit anteeksi.
Kun to preach that all their sins forgiven. When you read the writings of Paul, he writes about this event on many occasions. But Paul writes, above all else, of the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. For example, among other things, he says, Christ is my life, and I have conquered him. And in another place, he said that knowing Jesus Christ, that knowing Jesus Christ is more precious to me than anything. When he was doing his mission work, it was something like this, if I remember correctly. He didn't want to know of anything else but of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Hän siis lähetysmatkoilla.
So in his on his mission trips,
oli heidänkin puolesta ja meidänkin puolesta
what Jesus has done on their behalf and our behalf.
Ja mekin saamme pyytää ja rukoilla.
We can also ask and pray today that Jesus, through faith, could live in our hearts.
Jeesus siis nousi kolmantena päivänä kuolleista.
So Jesus rose from the dead on the third day.
Uskomme on ylösnousemususkoa.
Our faith is the faith of resurrection. Our entire faith is based on this Jesus' resurrection. We cannot, through our own understanding or reasoning, grasp this. The Bible tells us how even the doubting disciples saw Jesus many times, who had risen from the dead on several occasions. Even today, this hope of resurrection carries us, believers of this time.
Taivas toivo panee meidät katselemaan.
This hope of heaven causes,
leads
us to look upon all of this that awaits us, those who believe in Jesus. Then we believe in the Holy Spirit. This work of the Holy Spirit in the opening sermon and many other sermons has been written under us. And we remember the teachings of the Catechism that we, I believe that I cannot of my own understanding of my own will and strength to be Jesus Christ and come to Him, for the Holy Spirit has called me to the gospel. So Jesus' work continues as the work of the Holy Spirit in His congregation.
On ihmeellinen asia.
It is a wonderful thing to realize that in this summer services
Jumalan valtakunnan asukkaina tuntia
that we can as
tätä pyhän hengen yhteyttä toisiin uskon
sisäinen God. We can
siinä toisaalta sanoa että
the Holy Spirit.
Notice.
And God's word, on the other hand, says that who are affected by this Holy Spirit are the children of God. Holy Spirit also calls you, calls us today, even you of unbelief. Through the repentance into the kingdom of God. We as children of God have been given the authority of the Holy Spirit to proclaim this gospel and to invite others to the kingdom of God. Paul, the Corinthians, in the 5th chapter, 19th and 20th verse, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are the ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you, by this we pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
Ajattelen, että Jumalan rakkaus, aivan kuin
God's love
puhumaan tästä
requires us to speak of this preciousness of faith. We do not want to judge anyone.
But
we wish to proclaim the truth of God's word.
That
if one wants to get to heaven, they need to repent of their own sins.
Niin tänäänkin.
Even today, it is a good time.
Jumalalla on vain tämä hetki.
God has only this moment, as we heard in the worship service this morning. God has this only this moment.
Sen tähden.
Therefore,
sinua epäuskoinen,
you, dear unbeliever, or
ystävä, joka olet
that kind of friend who has been betrayed by the enemy of the souls
me kutsumme sinua, rakas ystävä,
and strayed away from the God's kingdom, we wish to call you to abide in the kingdom of God. After you have listened to these sermons, and you have felt that God's word has spoken to you, and you may think that the direction of your life is not the right one, pray that the Heavenly Father would open up your heart to receive what is being spoken here.
Tuntisit oman tilansa.
That you would acknowledge your own condition and confess your sins to God.
synnin pääsyn vastaan.
And when you accept the forgiveness of your sins by faith,
sinun synnit on
anteeksi. You feel in your heart that your sins are forgiven.
Jumalan valtakunnan asukkaana kokea sitä.
As a citizen of God's kingdom, you can experience
valtakunnan keskeistä sanomaa,
what is central to God's kingdom.
Iloa pyhässä hengessä.
Righteousness, peace, and joy through the Holy Spirit.
Sen hedelmät.
Therefore, believe. All believe. All its fruits. Jesus' name and precious atonement blood.
Tämä tekstimme alkuosa myös puhuu uskosta.
The beginning of the
tämä aihe on meillä saviastioissa.
Speaks of faith. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power of may be of God and not of us.
Olen ymmärtänyt, että tätä lait
saavat that these potters at the time of Jesus were
crafters
at the time of Jesus. In our homes too, we have these vessels or clay pots where we plant our. We have noticed that these clay pots must be handled with care that they do not break.
Jumalan lapsina uskota,
as God's children,
osallisina
partakers of faith,
Jumalan käsissä aivan kuin tällaiset.
We are in the hand of God, much in the same way as these clay pots. We feel the weight of our weaknesses of our faith.
Olemme monesti itsekkäitä.
We are often selfish.
Olemme moneen pahaan taipuvaisia.
Corruptness comes up to the surface and we are inclined many evils. But despite
uskon lahjan omistajana meihin on kätkeytynyt Jumalan voima.
As we have the gift of faith, we have the power of God. From the gospel, we should receive new strength and strengthen the faith. And above all, through God's word, our weak faith is strengthened. And wherever the desire remains, to endeavor as children of God. Paul continues here. We are oppressed on every side, but not crushed. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. If we would just read from here these words, which Paul had written here.
Niin kuin Paavali,
as Paul to the Corinthians wrote, we as children of God might experience that in our lives we are distressed or oppressed. We are in a dead end.
Vainottuja, maahan lyötyjä.
We are weighed down.
Jumalan lapsina me varmasti,
we as children of God,
koemme kaikkia
in some
näitä
situations in life, we experience
silloin, aivan kuin
some of these.
Tulee sellainen turvattomuuden tunne, että miten tästä selvitään.
We are overcome by a sense of hopelessness that how are we going to get through this?
Elämän kipujen ja
the pains of life
keskellä,
and in the midst of other many sorrows, faith brings. Faith, however, brings hope.
Saamme muistaa, että
security. We can remember that God will not forsake anyone or abandon anyone. God has promised to be even in the midst of trials. We can turn to God through faith, through prayer. God hears our prayers.
He
has promised to hear the even the weak.
Auttaa ajallaan ja meille hyväksi näkemällään.
Weak prayers. In his own time and the way he seems fit.
Ajattelen omaa uskon elämää ja rukouselämää, niin
when I think of my own life of faith, I feel
kun elämä menee suunnitelmien mukaan, niin
when life goes according to plan,
ainakin me, jotka työelämässä on, kaikki
ajan
täyttää niin mielemme, että me muistamme
working
rukoilla
in the work
ja kiittää taivaallista isää.
We find that we are filled with worldly concerns, that we forget to pray and give thanks to the Heavenly Father.
On meitä monenlaisilla ajallisilla siunauksilla siunannut ja
many temporal blessings has blessed us, that we have been protected as God's children.
Sielläkin tuli esille, kuinka Jumala oli kuullut.
And I listened to these prayers of intercession.
Aivan kuin hukoilla.
It came up there as well, how God has heard our prayers, and we give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
Sinne taivaaseen, ja hän siellä
suurena hukoilijana hukoilee
meidän puolestamme tälläkin hetkellä.
As a great prayer of intercessor.
Kun
has listened
on our behalf,
even at this moment.
When
we think
tämän
in our life of faith,
niin
when we have trials, tribulations, we can
Jumala on lohdutukseni, Jumala.
Nevertheless remember that God is my comfort. In the beginning of this Corinthians, first chapter, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our own, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted
by God.
If I ask you, dear brother and sister, where have you received for your life comfort?
Eikö se kaikkein suurin lohdutus ole?
Isn't it not that the greatest comfort?
Antamus.
The forgiveness of sins.
Elämän vaiheessa, mitä Jumala on,
even in those phases of life that God has brought, that we can in the midst of those
Jumalan sanan lohdutusta,
through the comfort of God's word.
Jeesuskin siitä sanoi, että
and as Jesus said, blessed are they who are the sorrowful. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This gospel
usko sille paikalle
seeks to comfort you. Believe at the place you find yourself. Your sin, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name. and blood, in Jesus' name and blood, our sins forgiven. Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Be blessed and comforted. And I talked in the beginning that this text speaks to us, children of God, of the endeavoring.
Ajattelen, että tämä kilvoitus on hyvä sana kuvaamaan meidän.
This endeavoring is a good word to describe the life of a believer of different life situations and the challenges or the doubts that they cause. And in the midst of trials, in many sermons, it has been cited this catechism. There's very comforting and touching words when we talk about endeavoring. Oh, how we could remember from this sermon if we wouldn't remember anything, that we would remember these words of catechism of endeavoring. It is said in this way. When the Christian remains in God's hand, his life is carried by an ever-deepening trust in him, that God directs everything for their good. His heart is filled with a humble gratitude for the fact that God continues to care for him as a child. He's watchful and praying for the final, for the fulfillment of salvation. Where do we find strength to our faith, endeavoring in faith? That too has already been lovingly brought to light here. Reading the Word of God and listening to the Word of God, we can receive strength daily in each moment to endeavor as a child of God. If I would ask you, dear brother and sister, why do we endeavor in putting sin away? You dear small children even know, say that we believe that we can make it to heaven, that we gain one day eternal life.
Paavali muun muassa Timoteukselle siitä sanoo, että
Timothy
hyvä uskon kilvoitus
says in this way, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And Paul,
siitä Timoteus kirjeessä sitten elämän, kun hän tiesi, että tämä ajallinen elämä oli loppumassa. Hän sanookin, että
when he knew that life would come to an end, he said, I have made an endeavor to fight the good fight of faith.
Paavali ei sano,
I have kept faith. Paul does not say,
ei sen tähden, ettei
does not call his own endeavoring of faith good, not because he was without sin. But even Paul experienced that he had received or kept faith, been able to keep faith and daily and at each moment believe his sins forgiven. In the last verse of our text, knowing that he which raised up to the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus himself present us with you.
Eteensä yhdessä teidän kanssamme. Vielä koittaa se sellainen päivä, jolloin Jeesus
tulee. The day is yet to come when Jesus will come again to this earth to gather his own.
Kaikki kansat.
There in front of him will gather all the nations. And then judgment and separation will take place. Some will be blessed by the Father and those who are not. Is it not our prayer that we may be blessed by the Father, to whom is said, come who are blessed of the Father to inherit the kingdom, which has been prepared for you since the beginning of the world. One has believed since forgiven through the merit of Jesus. Then comes the call to everlasting life. Dear children of God, perhaps you have heard these promises of God's word in these services. We have been assured that God's word endures forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You might ask yourself, do these God's words promises belong to me?
Heikoksi.
As I find myself weak.
Monet ajallisen elämän huolet ja
lack of little strength.
Uskon elämää ja
the many worries and concerns of this life cause me great distress. My life of faith
epäuskoa.
And
Jumalan sana
and spiritual strength and enemy of my of the soul seeks to instill unbelief. God's word was not today, dear brother and sister, as a citizen of God's or inhabitant of God's kingdom, that among the people who dwell there, not a single one should say, I am weak. Among that people who dwell there must be the forgiveness of their sins.
This
gospel is even now, my brother and sister,
omistettavina ja usko kaikki kiusaukset. Epäilykset, kaikki
believe all temptations and sins and doubts with whatever ways your mind. Believe that all sins all forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And as we believe in this way, we will make it to heaven one day. We make these promises. Feel as we feel. We wish to endeavor as children of God. In closing, we say,
matkan päässä vapahdus. Silloin minut uupuneet.
Often doubt my spirit wavers when the sky is red at dawn. Savior, take me to heaven when my passage here is done. Then my heart forevermore will change. Will rejoice on heaven's shore. I came to this place with many doubts and temptations. Do I have the permission to believe all my sins forgiven? It is my heart's desire.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.